greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 24 of Pioneer Preacher, the story of circuit-riding Baptist minister John Mason Peck. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians and is brought to you by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago.
Keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song. Here in the West, I belong. This was the way John Peck felt, without any question. In 1839, he finished his 22nd year as missionary to the New West. His seminary for frontiersmen was well established. His St. Louis churches were growing and building. Circuits in four states were tended by preachers who were partly supported by the whole mission society John had helped begin. And he wrote in his journal,
October 31st. This day I'm 50 years old. How short and frail a thing is life. My years gone. My physical powers have failed greatly. I'm now an old man, and ought to regard myself as such, and every day be anticipating eternity.
That year, his religious newspaper failed. Deeply in debt over it, he was forced to sell out. It had never made the money for the seminary he'd counted on, but must he forfeit his convictions about the urgency of getting the right reading matter into the West? Well, one day at a convention of Baptists in St. Louis, he found an unexpected outlet for those convictions.
Now, I'm here to tell this whole convention just one thing. I'm a Westerner, born and bred. My daddy was a Westerner before me, a real old-time settler in Missouri. So I know Easterners see things one way, Westerners see them different. And so long as there's a Mississippi River, those Baptists in the East will look down their nose at us. They'll always say, those poor ragtag outcasts, they just couldn't do without our help. So, friends, I say let's make that Mississippi wider. In fact, let's make the Ohio wider, too. Let's draw us a line and yell across it to our Eastern friends from here on in, Western Baptists are independent. We're going to split off from you over there all together. We're going to have our own convention, a Western Baptist. Our own book society, too.
Wait a minute there. Before you put calluses on your hand, listen to me. There's another old-time Westerner that wants to talk. Have you all gone crazy? A son doesn't break away from his pa before he can walk. Neither does a calf take off from its mother. I know. I'm a poor preacher. And I've done a lot of farming in my day.
It's John Peck, isn't it?
Yeah, grand old man. Knows the West like nobody else.
They say he came out here before the Missouri Compromise. Look at that shock of white hair.
Yeah.
Now, you folks need the East yet. You're crawling, yes, but you're not walking. Why, it wasn't many years ago I rode over these Kentucky trails and prayed with Jonathan Going to set up a home mission society so you could buy Bibles and pay your preachers.
We don't need it anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what you do need. Western Baptists need Eastern Baptists. And you, young fella, you need a good talking to.
John was outranked at that meeting. Too many independent Westerners determined to grab the reins for themselves. It looked as if the split between West and East Baptist was going to be voted through until John stood up on his feet again.
Gentlemen, why don't you try a compromise? You're a Christian. You know how to compromise over land boundaries without gunfights. Can't you do as well in church?
Let's have it, Peck.
set up your own publication society for the purpose of getting books and Bibles into the hands of your own people out here. Set up your own Sunday school society, too, if you want. But don't make them separate things. Run them both by cooperating with the society in Philadelphia. Like two horses pulling a wagon. One isn't kicking the other or running off in the other direction. That's the compromise. Separate, but cooperate.
Those in favor of the compromise? Those opposed?
No.
Your decision is separate, but cooperate.
Mr. Chairman, if you're to have such a society, we need a manager. Now, who knows the West better? Who believes in books more? I nominate John Mason Peck as executive agent of our new Western Publicity Society.
Yeah, yeah. That's ridiculous. Not qualified. Now, you listen to me. I've been a circuit rider all my life. A farmer and a printer, too. A school builder. Some good, some not so good. Sure, I believe in giving folks the right things to read. Even write a few sermons myself now and then. But I can't manage a publication society.
Why not?
Just told you. Besides, it's my health. And I'm up to my ears in a million other things. Look here, I gave you the idea. Isn't that enough?
Mr. Chairman, my nomination stands. John Mason Peck for executive agent.
Well, that day in Louisville, John meant no. Yet he did feel an uneasy responsibility for the new society. What's more, wasn't this his chance to get into the business of putting Christian literature into the hands of the new West? So he went home, prayed, talked it over with Sally. Then he resigned from the churches he was pastoring, gave up half a dozen other odd jobs, forgot about his dyspepsia and accepted the full-time job of running the Western Publication Society. Pretty soon, he decided what he needed most was a trip to the main offices in Philadelphia for inspiration and spiritual bolstering up.
Well, well, Brother Peck, greetings. I'm Bristol. We've been corresponding.
Of course, Mr. Bristol. Good to know you.
Come right on down the hall. This is my office right here. The small one. I share it, as you see. Well, it's been a long time since you were a student in Philadelphia, hasn't it?
Your city's changed. It's grown up. Makes me feel very old.
Long time since the Foreign Mission Society here treated you so badly, too.
Too long to remember it.
All of us younger men, we know they were wrong, but we admire you for the way you acted about it. The way you stayed on good terms with everybody, in spite of everything.
Maybe because of everything. I've had a lot of help from Philadelphia over the years, Mr. Bristol. Lots of it.
Yes, but...
And I expect to get some more today. That's what I come for.
Of course, this place is yours. Anything. Here, why don't you sit right down and... wait a minute. No, not that chair. That chair belongs to Sawyer.
What's wrong with it? Looks all right to me.
It is all right. It has a cane seat. Hand-woven cane seat.
I see.
You have to be in our Philadelphia area 10 years before you're given a chair with a cane seat.
Oh.
See those pen wipers on Sawyer's desk?
Yes.
He brings them in. His wife makes them. You have to be here 15 years before the society gives you pen wipers, but he brings those and...
Speaking of pen wipers...
Sawyer.
Look at your own desk, Bristol. What are those? Have you been here 15 years?
Sawyer, this is John Mason Peck.
Well, welcome to the East, Mr. Peck. We don't have Indian wars here, but you'll see plenty of shooting from the bushes if you keep your eyes open.
That's pretty clear to me already. I came into this office today looking for help, needing spiritual encouragement. What did I find?
cantankerous bickering over trivia, pettiness, inharmonious discharity. This the way you run a Christian business? Pen wipers, chairs. You two are wasting time looking for petty glory instead of running the king's business. And I expect if I looked out there, I'd find an office full just like you.
I admit it. You're right, sir.
We're too close to things. There's no excuse. We've just lost sight of...
Of the vision.
Yes.
Sawyer, I swear, no more of this.
Me either. Thank you, Brother Peck.
But the next day, when John went back to place his order of books and supplies...
Bristol, will you kindly remove your hat and scarf from my chair?
So John rode back to the West. What he'd seen discouraged him. But he had no time for brooding. He was too busy with his booklets, tracts, pamphlets, and Bibles. The West was going to get its Christian literature if John Peck had anything to do with it.
As usual, Sally was right there to encourage him.
John, why don't you come over here by the fire and talk to me? You've had enough bookwork for one day.
Maybe I will rest.
You got a letter from Philadelphia today. You saw it, didn't you?
I saw it.
Gracious, after the way you scolded them, like so many children, it's a wonder they'd want to write to you at all. I wonder if Mr. Sawyer cleaned his pen carefully.
You read the letter then?
I didn't have time. It was from Mr. Sawyer?
Yes and no.
Well, that doesn't make sense. John, I was over to Hannah's this afternoon. You have to see her baby before the week's up. She's getting so big.
Sally, I have something to tell you.
You know, now I have a grandchild born right out here in the West. I feel like I've put my roots down for good.
Sally, before you get all talked out, there's something...
The baby's hair is changing some, I think. Are you trying to tell me something, John?
It's that letter from Philadelphia, from Sawyer and the rest. It's something good.
They want you to write a book?
No, they want me to publish books for them. Sally, they're asking me to go back east and be their general secretary.
What?
General secretary of the entire publication society for the whole country.
Back east? You're going?
I have to, Sally. They need me.
They need you.
I know, Sally. You've put up with so much, been so good about it. I know. I'll take this only on condition.
What?
Well, two conditions. First thing, they've offered far too much salary. I won't consider it unless they'll chop her right in two. And then second...
Yes.
I'm a family man. They have to know that. My family's in the West.
Yes, John.
There has to be an understanding with them that I'll come west to see my family at least once a year. Is that all right, Sally?
Go ahead, John. Go back east again. You're bound to be footloose all your life. I'll stay here and I'll keep on being part of the bluffs and the forests, and the boys can run the farm.
It won't be for long. It's just that they're in trouble now, and
I know.
You do, don't you? God bless you, Sally.
And so we conclude Chapter 24 of Pioneer Preacher, the story of circuit-riding Baptist minister John Mason Peck. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, which come to you transcribed from the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago.